Hey everybody, we are going to carry on with our theme, The Cross Changes Everything. It's been an absolute wonderful theme. Last week Ian spoke on abandonment, Jesus' words at the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Really, really, really powerful. The week before we spoke about that wonderful subject of eternity, where Jesus says to the thief, today you will be with me in paradise. And the first week of this theme, we talked about the subject of forgiveness. Now you can catch all of those messages on our podcast, on our new website. So please check those out. Today we're carrying on with The Cross Changes Everything with the subheading, relationships. Jesus cares about our relationships. Jesus really does. And to help us this morning, really quickly, would you turn with me in your Bibles, all right, to John chapter 19, verses 25 through to 27. And it says these words, standing near the cross where Jesus' mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, dear woman, here is your son. And he said to this disciple, here is your mother. And from then on, this disciple took her into his home. Absolutely wonderful what is going on here. Jesus is hanging there on the cross. He's dying for mankind. And he looks down and he sees a weeping mother. He sees the disciple who stood with him through thick and thin as well. And Jesus essentially says, listen, I can't do anything right now, but my mother is grieving. John, you're my disciple, you're my man. Look after my mother. Let her become your mother. Allow yourself to be mothered as well. Let's just stop there a second and let's just go back a tiny bit. Let's think about Mary, the mother of Jesus. It is Mothering Sunday after all. True. You see, what a role mothers have. Think back to the Christmas story when Mary conceived Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And then when Jesus is born and she goes to take Jesus along with her husband Joseph to be dedicated. And in Luke 2 verse 35, they come across a man by the name of Simeon who prophesies into Jesus' life. And he says to Mary, a sword will pierce your soul. Later on in the Gospel of Luke, it says of Mary that she kept all these things in her heart. This mother who carries the burdens, the worries, the anxieties of her son, she knows her son is going to go on to do great things, supernatural things. And now, 30 years on, she's at the foot of the cross, she's grieving, she's crying, she's being a mother, and she's looking up at her son who's dying for mankind. And in that moment, Jesus looks down at his mother. This mother, we need to honor mothers everywhere for the burden that you carry, for the love that you carry for your children. And even if you're not a natural mother, for the burdens you carry for your friends and your family and others, it's a burden that we don't know fully and appreciate. It's a wonderful burden. And Jesus looks at his mother. The other thing I also notice in this is that there are two other women also called Mary at the cross. We want to acknowledge and honor all women everywhere to say thank you for your love, thank you for your support, thank you for your encouragement, because that's really important. And they were there for Jesus as well. And the gospel indicates that Jesus looks at his disciple John, who hasn't left him, and he says, John, I can't look after mum anymore. I can't look after her. I'm the breadwinner. Please, you are now the breadwinner. You look after her. You also need a mother as well. So you two, I'm connecting you two together. I'm bringing you two together. And Jesus says these words to his mother, woman, here is your son. Woman, here is your son. That sounds a bit harsh, but what Jesus is doing, he's trying to take the anxiety away from his mother. He's trying to take the pain away, and he's providing. In our times of greatest grief, In our times of greatest worry, Jesus is our provider.
He is.
Jesus is our provider. So right now, wherever you are, and whatever your anxieties and your worries, Jesus is our provider. Secondly, Jesus also gives us responsibility in times of need, in times of crisis. He turns to John and says, I'm going to give you the greatest responsibility right now, and that is to look after this woman. You know, the Bible talks about how we are told to look after the women
and the
widow and the orphan. And that is our responsibility, to look out for each other. Right now, we are to look out for each other. And so in this whole story, we see the tenderness of Christ towards his mother. We see the love of Christ. We see the provision of Christ in action. And I tell you what as well, it's an honor to serve Jesus Christ for us all, for the church everywhere. Right now, we're in a day and an age where it's an honor to be a servant of Jesus Christ, to get out there, to share his love, to do his work, to be his hands and his feet. And John was given the awesome responsibility of doing that, and it's something that he accepted. The Bible says this, he took her into his home that very day. And from that very day, they became a community. They became a family. It's an honor to be a son. It's an honor to serve. And it's an honor to be able to love our family, to love our community. And we've all been given that responsibility. So when Jesus said, woman, here is your son. John, here is your mother. That was a real powerful, phenomenal statement at the cross, and it's something which I think today, when we all need each other, when we need to be in relationship, when we need to be connected, even at a point of our own grief and hurt and pain, I think it's a very now message for the church today. Be blessed, everybody.